John Wick Chapter 4. I've just come out from the cinema, just seen John Wick Chapter 4. And I am going to... This is a non-spoiler, by the way. I'm not going to give specifics. This is just my out-of-cinema reaction to John Wick 4. Brilliant. What I will say is it was a brilliant film. As an overall film. So, yes, of course, the action was brilliant. This, but for me, I wasn't as, like, amazed by the action as some of these other reviewers, but because I have really high expectations for Chad Stahelski, the director, and his team, A711, because what they're doing in Hollywood is really revolutionary for martial arts action. And, you know, he learned from Yin Wu Ping, who's the greatest martial arts choreographer of all time, with his work when he was working with Keanu, obviously, on The Matrix, and that team. And he brought a lot of the knowledge from there and a lot of his other second unit directing experiences that him and David Lynch have had throughout the years, as well as obviously their performances as stunt people and martial artists to the screen. And, you know, they know all the people. So I wasn't surprised by the quality of the action. It was still impressive, of course. But like for me, it wasn't like, oh, my God, oh, my God, because I already have a certain level that I'm expecting from these guys. So, and they definitely met the level. And I definitely think it's the best John Wick film, because I know everyone has this nostalgia for the first one. It's very fashionable to say, oh, the first one. This is the best film, best John Wick film by miles. It's not even close. Like the first three were fantastic. But this one, I really just... I was really impressed as a film, more than I was just impressed with the action, because again, like I said, I'm already have a certain standard for the action, and I wasn't surprised by any of what I was seeing at this point, because I just know the level that these guys bring to the table. I've seen their work in other films as well, not just in the films that Chad Stahelski has directed or that David Lynch has directed. I've seen their work like on Captain America Civil War. You see the difference in like the performance of the stunts in that versus some of the other Marvel films, even with the same characters involved, aka Black Panther. Like his Black Panther's martial arts or action in that is far superior than his own film, because they brought Chad and the team of A711 in to do those scenes at the airport and, you know, a lot of the other scenes from that film. So I have no, like, those guys are like, what they're bringing to Hollywood is how to shoot action, how to do action properly, and how it's a massive part of characters and story. It's all story. It's all storytelling. It's not, oh, let's just do an action scene for the sake of it because we need to do it and it's an afterthought. No, it's preparation, a lot of time preparation and rehearsals, you know, not just between the actors and the stunt performers, but the cinematographers, you know, the DP, the editors, everybody's involved, the sound people, the lighting people, they're all involved from day one. So they're on par with what's going on. And that's why the John Wick films have been so great. So just in terms of John Wick 4, like, what I loved about it, obviously the action was brilliant. There were some great moments. All I'll say is Keanu with nunchucks. That was the most jaw-dropping moment for me. Because a lot of people were talking about like other moments, which again, they were great moments, but I wasn't as impressed as some other people were. Like, it wasn't my highlight. For me, the highlight for me, actual-wise, was Keanu with the nunchucks in the Okasawa scenes. Oh my God, I was so impressed with his work on that, because the way he was moving with those nunchucks, it felt like, it wasn't like an imitation of Bruce Lee. It was like, this is Keanu, like, using nunchucks. This is John Wick using nunchucks. This is how he would use that weapon to his advantage, you know, and it just worked, you know. He's using it with... anyway, I won't spoil it. But yeah, it was just very... I was super impressed by that scene. But yeah, there were some great, all the scenes everyone talks about in all the other reviews are fantastic. You know, the scenes in Paris, the scenes, you know, the top down scene, there's the stairway scene, the Osaka scene, of course, the scenes in Japan. It was all brilliant. It was all really good. But I was overall, I was impressed with the film on a whole. It wasn't just the action and all the scenes in it. It was the cinematography. It's fantastic. If it doesn't get an Oscar nomination for cinematography, I'm just going to be sick and tired of the Oscars with their snobbery. If they don't give John Wick an Oscar nomination for cinematography, because I highly doubt, I mean, I could be wrong, but I highly doubt for between now and the next Oscars, there's going to be 10 films that have better cinematography than John Wick. It was so beautiful to look at, shot in these really great locations, and they were just so well captured. And the camera, the way it lingers on certain scenes, was just the master wide anamorphic shots were just beautiful to see. I really loved it, and they weren't afraid to just let it sit. You didn't have to feel, they didn't feel like they have to edit every 2 seconds. It was like, that is what good editing is. It's knowing how to like let it sit, let the story be told, you know. And obviously we've had this conversation about action and how that's how what Hollywood fails to do, you know, have nice wide angles where you keep the angles, you keep that wide angle on for a long time so you can see the performers performing, because they don't prepare the actors, so they have to hide it with a bunch of cuts to create energy that wasn't there. But I mean, that's obviously a standard argument that we have in terms of the failure of Hollywood in terms of their action scenes. But what, and obviously what Chad and 8711 are doing is they're actually just fixing all of that in Hollywood and bringing some of the stuff that we see in the East, you know, here in Hollywood. And that's why people are so impressed with this stuff, because it's different. They haven't seen this before. But this is something that if you watch action cinema, you're used to seeing, but just not in a Hollywood film, you know. But I loved the fact that they did that on in the non-action scenes, just some of the drama scenes or just some of the, you know, the non-action scenes. It was really beautifully shot. Some great, great cinematography. I was super impressed with that. I was super impressed with... Now, let's talk about Donnie Yen. And everyone's talking about Donnie Yen. And I was like, when I heard everyone talking about Donnie Yen, I said, like, yeah, of course. This is the first time you're probably seeing Donnie Yen. You've probably only seen him in Yip Man, or you've only seen him in Star Wars. Like, the man's made over 80 films. I've been watching Donnie Yen since I was like 10 years old. I watch all the Hong Kong films, Iron Monkey, you know, Once Upon a Time in China 2. I've been watching Tiger Gate, SPL, that film he did with Michelle Yeoh, Wing Chun, Drunken Tai Chi. Like, I've watched them all, man. I grew up watching Donnie Yen, you know, so I'm not surprised by, you know, him as a brilliant, how brilliant he is action wise. And I'm sure obviously loads of people are, because they don't get to see that in Hollywood, because he's used as a glorified him. Scott Atkins is in this, you wouldn't recognize him. Marco Zorro as well, Hironito Sanada, you know, I always mispronounce his name. You know, these guys are fantastic. They're not always used to the best in Hollywood. Hironito Sanada has been used quite well, but not like Donnie's not been used that well in a lot of films. It's just a lot of them are used as glorified stuntmen, but they're all great actors and they're all great performers. And obviously Chad knows these guys and he's a big fan of them. So he's an action guy. So he knows he's using them in a collaborative way. But just going back to Donnie Yen, this might be his best performance that I've seen him in. I have to say, I was really impressed. Like, I was impressed with his action was the way that he portrayed a blind assassin. because we've seen him play a blind warrior before, like in Star Wars. I'm not sure if he's done it in any other films that I haven't seen, but I'm pretty sure, obviously, Star Wars, he did that blind warrior kind of role, you know, I am with the Force is with me kind of thing, which was great. I mean, that was the best part of the Star Wars movie, but Rogue One, I believe it was. But this was different. This one, the way he portrayed... He did the fighting with Kane, like the way he would sense his surroundings and the way he moved and the way he used his cane and his sword and the way he shot people, the way he would sense his threat. It was really well done. It's like he did some studying of how blind people move and then incorporated that into the martial arts action. It was really well done, masterful. But again, I'd expect nothing less from Donnie Yen. It was still impressive either way. But his acting was fantastic. I've always said that his best performance, acting-wise, is the Ip Man movies. Like, I don't think action-wise, those are his best movies. I think that the action in Ip Man is brilliant. You know, it's been choreographed. Sammo Hung did some choreography for those films. Yin Wu-Ping did some choreography for the last two. Yin Wu-Ping's the best in the business. So the action is great in those films. But I don't think I've seen better action in other Donnie Yen films. So for me, the Ip Man movie was his best performance as an actor, though. Like his acting performance, I thought he was brilliant in those, especially in Ip Man 1 and Ip Man 4. Like, I thought those were his best performance roles. This might have topped that because the action and the acting was on par. It was so great. Like, his overall performance, his action, his acting was just brilliant. You know, it was really good. And he did steal the show a lot, you know. He was fantastic. And it's great because now a lot of people are going to be... Because I even saw Jimmy Kimmel when he was interviewing Keanu Reeves. He was like... Who's the guy playing Kane? I was like, you don't know who Donnie Yen is. And Jimmy Kimmel's had Donnie Yen on the show before, like a few years ago. I was like, God, man, these people are so uncultured. You even had him on your show. And then he had him on the show a few days later or whatever. And it was like, God, man, how can you not know who Donnie Yen is? But it's great. A lot of these people, they don't know who he is. So they haven't seen the 80 movies he's done in Hong Kong, you know. And in Hollywood, he's just used as a glorified extra. Not extra, as a glorified supporting role, you know, glorified stuntman. They didn't really give him a meaty second lead role like he's got in John Wick 4. So I think a lot of people are going to be interested in Donnie after this film a lot more than they were before. And they're going to go look into his filmography and, you know, look at some of the great films that I've been watching since I was a kid. So I've been watching that man for years. But I have to say, this is probably his best performance. It's right up there with Ip Man in terms of the acting. But it might actually be his best performance overall because the action was so brilliant. The way he portrayed Kane, the fight scenes his fight scenes were fantastic, you know. Again, I wasn't like as super, super impressed by it because I'm already know Donnie Yen's going to bring his A game. So it wasn't like what I was seeing was like, oh my God, wow. It was like, yeah, it's wow. Of course it's wow. It's Donnie Yen. I know Donnie Yen's always performances are always wow. So it's not a surprise to me like it would be to a lot of other people who've never watched his movies before. But I was still impressed with his action in terms of how he portrayed a blind warrior, a blind assassin, you know. The way he moved, the way he used the environment. I thought that was the way his body movements, his gestures, and the way that he fought. Like, he had some fencing in there and things of that nature. And even when he was talking with Chad and when they were doing the choreography and stuff, you know, he's like, oh, that's not how Kane would move. He would move a bit different and this, that, and the other. And then because Chad's a great collaborator, and obviously he respects Donnie. He listened, and he was like, oh, do tell more. And he was like, that kind of collaboration was what brought that kind of performance out. And that's kudos to both of those guys, you know, for Chad, for actually obviously being a fan and listening to Donnie and respecting his craft as an actor and as a choreographer and also as a director and a storyteller, because Donnie's not just an actor and an action actor, he's a filmmaker himself. So it was great that, you know, Chad was open to listening to, you know, Donnie's input in that character, but as well he wanted to play something a bit different. So, you know, he's got this kind of Bruce Lee-esque about him in terms of the way the glasses and the style and the way he carried himself, you know. And I know Donnie's a massive, obviously, Bruce Lee's a massive inspiration to him. So he had some of that kind of Bruce Lee swag, you know, a little bit. And yeah, it was a great performance from Donnie. I can't wait to see the film again, to see his performance, because it was, I think it's his best performance. Might be his best performance of his career, which is absolutely amazing considering the caliber of films he's done. But yeah, so Scott Atkins is in the movie as well. Fantastic. See, they had both Scott Atkins and Donnie Yen in this film, so they made Donnie Yen blind and Scott Atkins fat. So they were doing something completely different. And what Scott does great is he plays characters really great. I think he enjoys playing like larger than life characters. You see it with Yuri Boyka in the Undisputed series. You see it with a few other characters as well. I think he enjoys in some of his movies, like he enjoys playing kind of a larger than life character. And I think he was kind of happy to kind of do this role where he's like learning how to do card shuffling and gets to put on an accent again. He likes putting on these accents, you know, playing this larger than life character, you know. So that was good, you know. And obviously there was an interview where Chad was talking about the inspiration for that character. You know, he saw him as this kind of Turkish kind of mob German boss kind of thing, and he just saw him as he was talking about the guy from Casablanca. And obviously he's talking about Sammo Hung, who's another Hong Kong legend, movie legend, who's a big guy, but he moves like Jackie Chan because he came from the same school as Jackie Chan, the Peking Opera School. And Sammo is fantastic. He's again, for a man his size to move the way he does, it's just really like, what? The first time I actually saw Sammo Hung was actually in the Martial Law series. I didn't actually know much about Sammo, unbelievably, because I've been watching Hong Kong movies for a long time. Even though I had seen him, you know, I'd seen him in Enter the Dragon, I'd seen him in other things, but I didn't really pay attention to him as much as I was paying attention to Jackie Chan and even Yuen Biao, because Jackie Chan, Yuen Biao, and Sammo Hung came from the Peking Opera School. But then after I saw that series, obviously I looked more into Sammo, and was like, oh right, yeah, he did this, he did that, he's a great director, a great martial arts choreographer. And yeah, so that character Scott Atkins was playing in the movie was a good tribute to him, so that was really good. I was really impressed with Marco Zorro again. Fantastic martial artist. He had a bigger role than I was expecting, because usually, again, you'd think a guy like him would be in a role like in a big Hollywood film, they'd just use him as a glorified stuntman. And he was a little bit, but he got his few moments to shine a little bit, you know, just acting wise, as well as, you know, playing that henchman. But, you know, he got a lot of screen presence, you know, and he had a lot of good action scenes. So that was really good. And Hironobu Sanada was fantastic as always. He's a fantastic actor. We've seen him in so many different films. You know, I remember the first time I saw him was in The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise, and such a great performance that was. But he's been fantastic from The Last Samurai to Endgame to even that little role he had in Endgame. Obviously, the Wolverine. You know, we've seen him in all those Hollywood films already. So, you know, he's really acted with Keanu in 47 Samurai, 47 Ronin. But yeah, he was great. He was really good performance. But yeah, I was it was great what Chad did with those guys, because those guys are all martial arts legends. The guys I've just mentioned all of them, the major ones, that like Jack, obviously Donnie Yen, Marco Zorro, Hironita Sanada and Scott Atkins, that these guys don't get appreciated enough in Hollywood. And like Chad was saying, these guys can all act. They're all fantastic martial artists and they're great performers, and they all understand the filmmaking game of action, you know, to the highest degree. But they're also great performers and great actors, and they don't get enough love. They don't get enough, you know, they're leading men usually in their own field, like Donnie in the world, in the Hong Kong world, cinema world. Hironita Sanada, obviously in Japan, and although he does get some good roles in Hollywood, Scott Atkins in the world of the kind of the B movie martial arts. Same with Marco Zorro. By the way, if you haven't seen Undisputed 3, Marco Zorro and Scott Atkins have a fantastic fight scene in that film that you just have to see to be believed, man. It's so fantastic. If you've never seen Scott Atkins and you watch those Undisputed films, you're going to be like, wow, is that the same guy? Because obviously they put a fat suit on him, which when I first heard that's what they were doing and saw that's what they were doing, I was a little disappointed because I was like, oh, you finally got Scott, because Chad's wanted to work with Scott for a while on John Wick, because they've been talking about it for many years. And it's like, and you finally got him in the film and you put him in the fat suit. So we're not going to see his spectacular skills that he, you know, he can do, because he does so much. He's so acrobatic. Scott Atkins is one of the most spectacular guys to watch on screen, like the spinning kicks and the flips and all that stuff. But he's in a fat suit, so he can't do all that. And you can't actually see him. So yeah, but it was great to see him in that kind of role, you know. But one thing Chad did well with those guys was he didn't just put them in the film with their, for their great action, which obviously they all perform fantastically in the film, but he gave them some acting, you know, he put their acting on the forefront so people could really see these guys perform. You know, that Scott Atkins was in Doctor Strange, but he was a glorified stuntman. He has a fight scene with Doctor Strange, which is really good, but you don't hear him talk, you don't see him. He might as well be fighter. He's just fighter A. I'm like, this is Scott Atkins, you know? So that, and what Chad's doing is like, no, these guys are really good. I want you to see these guys for what they are, what I see in all their movies that don't get commercial love. So now these guys are getting some commercial love in the John Wick world, which is so great. Even Donnie Yen, he's a martial arts legend. He's a leading man for so many years, but most people who watch Hollywood movies have probably never even heard of him. So it's great to see him getting the love, you know, and now people are talking about him because of this movie, so it's great. Let's go back to Keanu. Keanu was fantastic. The amount of action in this movie was so much, you know, from the guns to the nunchucks to the jiu-jitsu, the sambo, the judo, like, he's just doing it all, and he was in the thick of it. So Keanu's performance, you know, the driving, of course, Keanu's performance was stellar as John Wick. But, you know, after the four films now, you're expecting this, but it really took it to the next level. I think there was definitely more action in this movie than the other 3 weeks combined. I think I would definitely agree with that. There was definitely more action in this movie than the last three John Wick films combined. That's saying something. But I have to say, for me, my most exciting moment with Keanu, I'll just go back to it again, was him with the nunchucks. I was super impressed with his work with the nunchucks. It just worked for the character, and he was moving and performing as you would expect John Wick's character to perform. He wasn't moving like Bruce Lee or trying to do some imitation of someone who's great with nunchucks. He was doing a John Wick, I've grabbed this and I know how to use it, and I'm just going to beat you to death with it kind of way. And it works so well, with a bit of stylistic in there, but at the same time, very practical. I really enjoyed that. That was so good. But Keanu was great. You know, obviously all the supporting characters were good. Bill Skarsgård, I think, was great as the Marquis. Great acting performance from him. Lawrence Fishburne, Lance Riddick, rest in peace. It was great to see him as Sharon on screen. I won't spoil the film, but I think you'll feel it when you watch it, when you see him, his performance. Ian McShane was great. They were all great. There was a lot of, was it Clancy Brown? He was great as well. Great addition to the cast. Just overall, I was impressed with John Wick 4 as a film overall. I thought it was a quality made film, not just a quality action film. Because we know to expect the John Wick franchise to be a quality action film, but it was just a quality film. It's definitely my favorite so far. I'll give it a 5 out of 5. 100% go and see it. I'm gonna go see it again probably tomorrow, and I'll do a spoiler review if I haven't spoiled too much in this. But there are some spoilers that I haven't actually mentioned, so a lot of spoilers actually that I haven't mentioned. So because this isn't a spoiler review, so yeah. But anyway, I really enjoyed John Wick. Definitely go and see it if you haven't. And if you have, what did you think? I'd love to know your thoughts. Are you as excited about it as everybody else? Are you not as excited? I'd love to know your thoughts. Now, in terms of, I'm just going to quickly say this. In terms of, a lot of people are saying it's the greatest action movie ever made. A lot of people are saying that. Now, I could see why a lot of people would say that, because a lot of people probably don't watch that many action movies, or they don't watch a lot of the stuff that comes from the east, like the stuff from Hong Kong, the stuff from Indonesia, the stuff from Thailand, like the guys like Iko Uwais with The Raid and Gareth Edwards, and obviously Donnie Yen's other 18 other films that he's done, and you know, all the stuff that the Hong Kong guys do, Yung Wu Ping, Tony Jaa, etc., etc., etc. You know, I could go on about those guys forever. So I think, you know, all the John Woo classics. So when people say that, I'm not entirely sure I agree, but I think I would definitely put it, it's got to be in the talk of in the top 20, top 10, maybe top 10 action movies of all time. But I need to watch it again to maybe a few more times before I decide that. I wouldn't put it on par with The Raid or The Raid 2. Or any of those type of films yet. I would put it close. It's close, but it's not, I wouldn't put it above those films. So for me, it's not the greatest action movie of all time, but it's definitely in the top 10, top 20 greatest action movies of all time. I would agree with that. Definitely in Hollywood, it's one of the best, if not the best in it. It's one of the best in Hollywood. Maybe top one or two greatest action movies in Hollywood history, but not ever. Ever is quite a massive, because you're leaving out a lot of great action movies from like all around the world that do this type of thing all the time, you know. Because this, the way that they're doing action in John Wick is how the guys in Hong Kong have been doing it for years. It's the guys in Indonesia, what they've been doing for the last few years. It's the guys from Thailand, like Tony Jaa and his team. They've been doing this for a while. These kind of action movies, this kind of quality, this kind of spectacular martial arts and things like that. This stuff's been going, you know, and gunplay. This stuff's been happening all around the world, especially in the East, for a long time. So it's just, this is the first time I think that a lot of people who just watch Hollywood movies are seeing this type of action, you know. And Chad's bringing that to what Chad Chachowski and the 8711 team are doing, are bringing that to Hollywood, which is fantastic. But yeah, I definitely think it's one of the greatest, but I don't think it's the greatest. But again, that's quite a high bar to reach. But it was fantastic, and it's still a 5-star movie, still brilliant. And overall, as a movie, it was just brilliant as a movie, from cinematography to lighting, the set design, the acting was really great. The action, of course, was top notch. So overall, all aspects of the filmmaking was really top notch, and kudos to Chad Chachowski for being a student of film, you know, because he seems to be very passionate about film as a whole, and it's not just action. He wants everything to be on par. He talked about that in interviews, talking about you need to know lighting, you need to know what the gaffer does, you need to know what sound, you need to know cinematography, all this type of stuff, and world building. He learned that from the Wachowskis in terms of like the mythology of John Wick. All of the mythology and all the Latin phrases and like the themes of brotherhood and honor and consequence and all of this consequences for your actions. A lot of things are lost in the modern world. He's got, and his love for art. I love the paintings and the sculptures and the museums that he shows in his films and the beautiful locations from Rome to Paris to Japan to New York. It's just so great. Like he's a real connoisseur of like art and the artistic feel of a movie, which is what movies are. It's art. So it just looks and sounds and feels like a beautiful Renaissance painting. Like the John Wick films are not dumb action films. They're like beautiful pieces of art, you know. And it's a simple story about one man and he's basically in the underworld. So it's like a Greek mythology. He's talked about that. It's like he's going down to the underworld and meeting Hades and coming out of that. Like he's Odysseus trying to come home, you know. And I think all those kind of themes and underlining themes that he's got in his movies just make, again, that's a massive part of all those other aspects I talked about, which makes it overall a great movie, just overall, not just a great action movie. It's a great movie overall. And that's what I was super impressed by how overall he just elevated this as a great movie and this franchise as a great movie franchise. So, yeah, so definitely go and see with John Wick and let me know what you thought. See if you agreed with me about some of these themes. But yeah, I really enjoyed it and I can't wait to see it again. And I'll see you again for the spoiler review. Peace.